www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
Hi there. You're listening to CADR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus located on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminim-speaking Musqueam people. We honor the ancestral and ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on or may be visiting. Thank you.
Whoa, hold on. Where are you taking all those cacti?
I need to put them near the radio.
How come?
They love to hear Everly's nature-based music on Dead Succulent Haunt every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Oh, Dead Succulent Haunt? Where your plants can grow and you can mourn those you've lost?
Come on, plants, let's grow.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminim-speaking Musqueam people.
Llámame apenas escuches este mensaje. ¿Puedes creer que este carajo le dio like a la tipa esta que siempre nos metemos en la cuenta y la choqueamos? Esta tipa que le da like a él. Ahorita son amiguitos de like. ¿Tú puedes creer esa vaina? Es que estoy tan arrecha. El otro día yo le dije, coño, no le diste like a una foto que puse en traje de baño el otro día que fuimos a la playa. Y me dice, coño, es que no tengo tiempo, gorda. Por eso no te di like. Será pendejo él.
Siento que liberé algo que tenía dentro. Sensación de cuando te dan muchos likes. Oye, mi amor, soy todo tuyo en la vida real. Mi pulgar se fue al doble clic solo en lo digital. Oh, por andar de extrovertida, loca dando like.
Por andar de extrovertido, loco dando
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM here in the studio in the unceded ancestral and traditional Musqueam territories. This is Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma, Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. And that was hashtag Sádico by our favorite, one of our favorite bands, Rawayana. My name is DJ Bruja and I have right here in the studio with me the one and only, the legendary DJ D-Rod.
DJ D-Rod in the house, everybody. Thank you, DJ Bruja, for that beautiful, wonderful presentation. You're also a legend. You are also a legend. Yes, you are. And, you know, speaking about the history of CITR, which we'll get to in a second. Rawayana is indeed one of our favorite bands because it was the first song we played ever at Viva Porú.
Yeah.
Bolero.
Bolero. Remember? By Rawayana in our first episode. And you know what? We wanted to start with Sádico because it's the perfect intro to our topic today, which is, of course, a bailonguisa special, like a bailonguisa alternativa special. But we, you know, the reason why we are throwing this Bailonguisa Alternativa is because it's CITR's 85th birthday! Yeah, it is.
Happy birthday, feliz cumpleaños, CITR and the Discorder magazine. We love you, you're our home, you're our place here and on this campus where we're alumni now, but...
Wow, we're alumni, but you know what? It feels like yesterday where we like started, you know, taking the trainings to become programmers here at the station. And it's been a long time, actually.
It's been like four years. 4 years.
4 years and a little bit. Viva Porú is turning 5 years in September.
Ooh!
Is that right?
Yeah. Stay tuned for an anniversary party perhaps, you know?
Yeah, we would love to host something like that. But you know what? We wanted to mention that CITR, of course, is our casita, and we love being part of this community. And we love all the people that have made it home to us and that have allowed us to have the space to share not only our culture, but also share, you know, our music and what we love and our jokes and llamas and
our friendship.
Laughter.
Our friendship.
Exactly.
Please stop.
But yeah, you know, and shout out Madeline. They were the manager, the programming manager here when we started. And it was just so special. So special. They gave us a lot of direction, a lot of guidance on how to make the show great. So huge shout out. And Jasper, who's a manager now.
Yes.
Oh, incredible teamwork, and we love everyone here. Thank you so much for all you do.
Feliz cumpleaños, CITR. And I hope perhaps you made it to the celebration, the big finale on Friday. And if you did, whoa. tell us all about it. Slide into our DMs at Viva Porú at CITR on Instagram and Twitter.
Twitter. You could be part of our 8 follower community, you know? You could only be so lucky. So do it.
Are we jumping back into the Bailonguisa Alternativa special 85th anniversary CITR playlist?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. You know what? We're going to start with Popscuro by Clubs.
Whoa.
What are we going to listen to after?
What a great track. After Popscuro by Clubs, we're going to listen to Bombay by Girl Ultra.
Yeah, we are.
Si, si, si,
and
si,
if you
si,
have
si.
Some some Chardonnay at home, maybe now's the time. You know, maybe now's the time. It's CITR's birthday. It's a Sunday. It's almost happy hour. Oh, no, it is happy hour.
And what? And if you take it out of the fridge right now, it will be perfect.
Yeah, for Bombay.
For Bombay. For when it, yeah. You'll know why we're telling you to take out the
shirt. And also, huge shout out to Girl Ultra. I saw her live last year. No, this year. I don't know, actually, like a few months ago, here in Vancouver. And it was such an intimate and awesome concert. And Girl Ultra is just incredible. I love her. So huge shout out. Yes. What are we going to end with?
We're going to end with Pensamiento by Sin Color.
And yeah, we are.
This is a vibe, a groovy vibe to finish with.
Yeah, and this is for all the people, I think, that, you know, wanna perrear, but to their own beat. Because sometimes perreito can be hard. Sometimes, you know, your hips are like, ow, I'm kind of sore. I need something a bit more alternativo to, like, keep me in track.
Sort of like
me grounded.
Flow a little bit.
Yeah.
Move alternatively.
All right. Yeah, we are going to start with Popscuro here at Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma.
Siempre te voy. mosquito como Chardonnay. No me di cuenta que de pronto ya está pasada.
volar sobre el mar. Y si sientes lo mismo que yo, manda el pensamiento a las estrellas.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, sorry, and welcome back to Viva por un ungüento para el alma. Bienvenidos, gente linda, Viva por un ungüento para el alma. And my name is DJ Bruja, and I have right here with me the one and only DJ D-Rod.
DJ D-Rod, applying some ointment to my soul with this delicious Bailonguiza alternativa playlist here on the... on the celebration for the 85th anniversary of CITR and Discorder Magazine. Yay!
Feliz cumpleaños, CITR. We love you.
We love you. And we just listened to Pensamiento by Sin Color. How, I mean, what a great song to come back to.
To come back to the air with. Yeah.
To talk about some of the history of CITR.
Of CITR. You know what? It's funny because when you really think about it, you realize that CITR kind of started in 1938. And it starts as a radio club, like, you know, a student club dedicated to radio. And it's funny because a lot of like bored students would play records on a gramophone in the cafeteria. And that's kind of how it got started, which is a long time ago. Like, what? 1937?
1938 becomes an official student club.
Yeah. And which is like insane. And then in 1969 is when the new like student union building arrives, with, of course, like an actual studio. And then it becomes not CITR, but CYVR, which is interesting.
And in 1982, CITR finally meets FM. And they're still in a relationship.
Yeah.
101.9 FM, you know.
And that's it. It's the start of like a whole new episode of CITR, which is incredible. And I'm so thankful for it because, you know, I don't know. I had never been exposed to kind of how radio worked before. And it's so cool that, you know, here in the station, like, you have these trainings, like, they teach you so many cool things. We also want to learn how to mix. So if anybody out there.
It's true. Yeah, it's true, yeah. Though. I remember just thinking, wow, I can just come in, have some trainings, maybe do a fill-in, and the way their openness and how they wanted you to become part of the community. When I first went to the CITR at the sub.
At the sub.
Before
That's
it
how
came
old we
to.
Are.
Yeah. And yeah. Shout out to our friend Lei. We went together.
Yeah.
And I remember we did the tour and we were told that there were listening parties too, like every other Friday or something like
oh
that.
My gosh.
And we're just thinking, who are these awesome people? And later, fast forward to 2019 and DJ Bruja and myself are doing a filling. And then, yeah.
And I remember, you know, they asked us to record a pilot, like a little demo of what the show would sound like and what it would be. And, you know, it was so funny. Like, it was our first time using Audacity and it was our first time, you know, kind of mixing like a demo and whatever. And it was just so much fun. Like, I knew I felt like I really belonged when I first stepped into the studio or when I first like did that. And the fact that Madeline like took it to heart and they loved it, and
yes.
It was awesome.
And we sat in Deliberate Noise for one show.
Yes.
Which to this day remains Deliberate Noise, one of our favorite shows.
Our favorite shows. Like, we are such ever. Huge fans such of huge Deliberate Noise and also Nina and their clothing line. Mm-hmm. It's just incredible, and we're huge fans.
Such huge fans.
Yeah.
Whoa. Maybe we can talk about what are some of your favorite episodes, DJ Bruja, from yes. Viva Porú in the story of CITR or something else? What can you tell me?
So, you know what? From another show, like a different show mm-hmm. to ours, I would say Deliberate Noise, like the fact that they used to talk a lot about bathrooms and public washrooms mm-hmm. and rate them and give us like the reviews. Like, that was such a cool creative idea. Mm-hmm. And I used to enjoy that so much and take it to heart, like actually be like, hey, I remember they mentioned this bathroom there. Like, I'll go check it out.
Yes. I remember the Oak Ridge Mall review.
Yeah. I don't think that exists anymore, which is really sad. But yeah, that was awesome. But I think like Viva Porú wise, you know, the episode I would say that I get the most compliments about is the Fruta special. I find that a lot of people loved that special. So maybe we should make like a part two of Fruta special.
Summer's around the corner.
Exactly. And I'd say one of my personal favorite ones was the Reggae special because I love reggae so much, and it's one of my favorite genres. I listen to it all the time. It keeps me so calm, so grounded, and I feel like that playlist was curated, and it was chef's kiss. How about you, DJ D-Ron?
DJ Bruja. Wow, man. I have to say my sister, Tiziana, who I love so much, type. One of her favorites is Fruta Special as well. For me, I love the Brazil special that we did for Fun Drive in 2021, I think.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Our selection of songs was flawless. I'm joking. No, we're not perfect.
Or are we? No, I'm kidding. You know, we got a lot of compliments from like Brazilian people that tuned into that episode and were like, dude, like, I love that song. Mm-hmm. That was such a great selection. So it felt like such a genuine compliment to hear from people from Brazil. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That was such a good
That's one of my favorites for sure. But I feel that now Viva Porú has gone through different seasons of our life.
Yeah.
So I think of when we were recording in your living room and those that sort of set of episodes that we did. And when we did Basorexia. Which was about kissing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dude.
Oh my God.
You know,
delivered.
I completely forgot for a second that we used to record in my living room, and we made a day out of it because, you know, it was exactly in the middle of the pandemic, and, you know, it was such a, like, I don't know, a wild experience outside of CITR and outside of Viva Porú, but it was so beautiful because we used to order food, like make a day out of it and like just hang out, watch movies.
Drink wine with a straw because we were like on the couch.
Mondays, am I right? Oh, dude, such good times. And huge shout out to Chuckles, a.k.a. Chas, a.k.a. my brother.
For bringing us food.
Yeah, he used to sponsor us with Donair Dude all the time. you know, something also very memorable, I think, about our story here at CTR was we were invited to the morning show, I believe an anniversary party. I don't remember how old they were turning, but it's another like great show here at CITR. And they invited us to this party, and the guests at this party were going to be Jenny and the Mexicats, which are, you know, a Mexican-based band, but they also have some members that are from the UK, Jenny in this case. And it was so cool because they invited us to, like, give an interview, like, interview them.
Interview them at the Rickshaw Theater. We went all the way up to the dressing room.
Yeah, we did.
And with our mic, we interview them. So we want to, as part of our Paisaje Sonoro de Latinoamerica today, want to show you just a little hello that they sent to us on that day we interviewed them. Oh, so awesome.
Yeah, so, we were so nervous, but here goes. It was awesome.
It was Jenny and the Mexicans, everybody.
Bueno, ahí te va, tía Rosa. No, está bien, está bien.
Tuvimos un saludo para tía Rosa.
Para tía Rosa, de Zumba.
¿Qué hay que decir?
Viva por un alimento para el alma, somos Jenny Anderson.
Perdón,
¿sí? ¿A un
¿para quién?
Viva por un alimento para el alma.
Viva por
Big, 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 por un.
Viva por
un. Pero al pronunciarlo.
Viva por un.
Hey, somos Jenny and the Mexicans.
Un saludo para nuestros amigos de Viva Perú, el ungüento para el alma.
Wow, oh my God,
so great.
You know, that whole experience was incredible. We were super nervous, we were super amateurs, but we had such a good time. And even at the concert, they dedicated us a song because they liked us so much. I just wanted to brag a second about it. I'm sorry, but
Jenny and the Mexicans, come back and we can interview you again here in the studio.
So, okay. Yeah, we're going to get started with our other segment of Musiquita here in this Bailonguisa Alternativa Special, a.k.a. CITR's 85th birthday. And we're going to start with Lindos Problemas by Malena Villa.
Ooh, followed by Suéltame, Bogotá by The Amante Eléctrico.
And we're going to finish this segment with Morena by Noah Pino Palo.
Here we go. Happy birthday, CITR. We love you so much. This is Viva por el Ungüento para el Alma on CITR 101.9 FM.
Ahora
me estás llamando. Sabes bien que es así, está claro. Todo lo que me hace bien me está matando. No, no. Por la cruz de la vi, en Chepe perdí. Buscando el ron con el anís. Conmigo lo mucho no es tanto. Entonces nací, dejaste tu cicatriz en mí. Conmigo lo poco es demasiado. Suéltame, Bogotá. Tú ya sabes que ya no puedo parar. Suéltame, Bogotá. Dame, pero me vas a matar. No necesito. Qué raro, cada vez que llego se me escurre el diablo. Yo lo dejo salir, pero te extraño. En las eternas noches solo en mi cuarto. Voy coqueteando con la raya y me la puse. Lo sé. Voy coqueteando otra vez con la raya. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. With our Bailonguis Alternativa CITR 85th anniversary special. My name is DJ D-Rod, and I have right here in front of me the one, the witchiest, the most beautiful DJ Bruja.
Oh my god, I'm blushing. Job. Bienvenida, gente linda, to this other segment of Viva Porú, un cuento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. I am DJ Bruja, and it is such an honor to be here in the studio today celebrating CITR's 85th anniversary. Mm-hmm.
It's a big one.
Yeah, it's a huge one. I don't know like if it's bodas de Thanos.
¿Cobre?
Oro son 50, ¿no?
Yes, I don't, creo que sí.
I'm just going to say...
We're not sure.
A huge one.
A huge
a
one.
Really important
a really
one.
Important one. 85 years.
But huge shout out. And thank you so much for tuning in, tuning back. That was Morena by Noa Pino Palo. And we have some more songs. But before, of course, we go, we have some more things to tell
discuss?
You about. to talk about. Should we get started with a cool llama fact of the week?
Of course. Let's get that one.
Yeah.
Let's get that one in because we can never skip the cool llama fact.
Never.
And this week's cool llama fact is that 99%, well, it's actually an alpaca fact.
Sorry.
But you know it, alpaca is part of the family.
The camelid family.
The camelid family. And what we wanted to tell you about the alpacas is that 99% of the world's entire population of alpacas still live in South America. So there's a big concentration still there. Sudacas, las alpacas.
Las alpacas. Oh my God, I'm so glad because I love them.
We know that at least a tiny, tiny, tiny percentage of alpacas is here somewhere in British Columbia.
Yeah, and we still have to find it.
And do our field trip.
Yeah, Viva Porú's field trip to an alpaca farm here in BC. If you have any ideas, please do let us know. Shoot us a DM, an email, whatever you'd like. Let us know because we would love to see alpacas. And it's very cool that they live in South America, and we love them. If you see an alpaca, maybe don't hug it, but hug it mentally because they might spit.
They might spit on you. Yeah. They might take your earrings. Be careful. But we love you.
And you know what? DJ D-Rod asked me why we chose to do a Bailonguisa Alternativa special for this birthday of CITR. And we went to this event on Friday called Discotheque YVR. And it is such an awesome event here in Vancouver that I feel like every time is growing more and more. And we wanted to give a huge shout out to our friend Victor Jose, who invited us. And he actually performed. He did a set in the discotheque as well as our friend La Posmo Baby. Both huge shout outs. Their sets were incredible. And if you like, you know, kind of like house, techno, EDM, you should check it out. Follow them on Instagram because it is such a good vibe. And
Victor Jose's set. Shout out to Victor Jose. We loved it.
Incredible.
It was tropical. It was house. Yeah. It was techno. It was groovy.
It was groovy.
It started.
White Ferrari and also Phil Collins in the middle of the set. It was incredible.
And so somehow meshing them all together well.
And you want to dance and just have a good time. Mm-hmm. And it was just so awesome. So huge shout out. And you know, I think it inspired the Bailonguisa Alternativa. And I was telling DJ D-Rod, it's so cool that, of course, you can, you know, go and shake your booty to reggaeton and to, the top 40 songs. That's always fun and, always cool. But
And we
also,
love it and we do it.
And we do it all the time. But I love that sometimes you can find songs that make you want to shake your hips and that are not necessarily those genres, which I find incredible. So I think it's cool that we have an alternativa playlist that makes you want to dance. And that was it. That was today's thing.
And it can be, you know, full of parts, different parts, because there's the Bailonguisa Alternativa can be anything that makes you move alternatively. And before we go, we wanted to let you know about two cool events happening soon. And this Thursday, June 1st, which, oh my God, June is right here around the corner. And this week, the Vancouver Latin American Film Festival will be presenting a free community screening of Santuario, a punk portrait of Patty Aguirre at the Gathering Place by creators Christian Sidan and Mary Mullen, who will be there too. It's a free screening at 6 p.m., the Gathering Place downtown and on Helmkin Street. And hopefully, yeah, you can make it there. It's a really cool alternative punk movie.
Yeah, I watched it last summer. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. People, you should definitely check it out. It is such a journey, and I love it. I love it. It's so, so good. So go check it out this Thursday at?
Thursday at 6 p.m., June 1st, Gathering Place. We'll see you there.
Amazing. And another cool event that we came across, actually, huge shout out, Salsateca on Instagram. Salsateca is an event that happens every Saturday at the Tiki Bar in the Hotel Waldorf, 1489 East Hastings Street. They have it every Saturday, just, you know, a lot of Latin music, but especially salsa, because it's a Salsateca, salsa colombiana in particular. So huge shout out to Salsateca. We love you, and we can't wait to go a Saturday to the Tiki Bar, because I am craving salsa, to be honest. So.
Yes, I need my salsa bailonguita as well.
Oh soon. My God, we should throw another episode. And then go to Salsateca.
Oh, what? Oh, you thought about it.
Oh my God, yeah, but you said it. So thank you so, so much for tuning in. We do have a few more songs for you before we go. I just wanted to say thank you, CITR, for being awesome, for giving us a place to host this awesome show. And thank you, DJ D-Rod, for sticking with me for so long. You're
thank
incredible.
You, DJ. Back and at ya.
I get emotional, dude, because like Viva Peru is an awesome part of my life that I'm really proud of. And I really hope that people enjoy it. So gracias, gente linda.
Also to our listeners. And yeah, you know it. We have your the Armin for the Soul right here, right now, every other Sunday at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca. Find our episodes on the website and on Spotify and perhaps on Apple Music.
Apple Music. Don't quote us on that, but might be a thing.
Although my cousin Omi, shout out to Omi, did include me into the Apple TV family thing now,
so I have to catch up with the show. So many recommendations. And also, gente linda, get ready because more episodes are going to come every other Sunday at 5 p.m. And we are going to have some guests. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some cool things coming up. So stay tuned and thank you so much. We're going to get started with this segment with Óyeme Bien by La Garfield.
Followed by Sosego by Chimaya.
And we're going to finish with Acid by Rey Barreto.
Ooh, I'm so ready.
Thank you so much for tuning in. This is CITR 101.9 FM, and you're listening to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma.
Esta canción pa' decir con convicción lo que arde en la garganta, que te quiero y que te adoro, que eres todo mi tesoro, que por ti la vida daba. Hablar claro es respetar, no hace falta divagar al decir lo que uno siente. Si te vas no pasa nada, pero debes ser valiente. Busco calma, caminar sin temor. Ven, bailemos, escuchar. mirando al mar, le recé a mi soledad, me aferré a mi camino. Me llamaste y de repente ya no miro más al frente, veo tu rostro contra el mío. Óyeme bien, que si ya no estarás, no me digas que vendrás a verme. ¿Cómo hacer para respirar si no me estás queriendo? Óyeme bien, que si ya no estás, no me digas que óyeme bien, que soy sentimental. ¿Cómo hacer para respirar si no me estás queriendo? Hoy te canto esta canción pa' decir con convicción que de ti no quiero nada.
De emprego, não está vendo, não estou nessa. CM, the CIA, and the Sky Julia, to lead team, home on screen, my stale.